Welcome back to This Week, and we're joined on phone now by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carol.
Well, let's start with that updated MICA redress scheme, which was announced this week and which you spent several months working on. A massive $2.3 billion in the government kitty now for repairing and rebuilding 7,500 homes, initially in Mayo and Donegal. Now, you almost satisfied campaigners, except when it comes to the square footage costs for rebuilding, that sliding scale starting with €145 for the first 1,000 square footage. Is there room for movement on that to allow more people into the scheme without paying what they say will be large out-of-pocket costs?
Well, firstly, if I could say, and to be fair to residents and everyone involved, we spent a number of months improving the existing scheme that was brought in by the last government. And as you rightly say, the commitment from government here is in the region of $2.3 billion. That's an increase of over $800 million on the existing scheme. And it is, I think everyone will recognise, it's an extraordinary intervention by government to help our citizens who need our help to get their homes rebuilt and to get their lives rebuilt, frankly, Carol. Like, they've had a torrid time here, and I committed to them in July that I would work with them to improve the scheme, and we have done that.
And a lot achieved, but to get back to that sliding scale, is there room there?
I'll deal with that now, Carol, because when I actually launched the scheme earlier on this week, I was very clear that the costings and the cost per square foot that we would get assessed independently through the SCSI, the Chartered Surveyors in Ireland, who once a year will publish their rebuild cost that the insurance sector in this country, would base their costings on. And that is something that's very important. And I did say earlier this week that would be updated in February. And that is the piece of work that they're doing. So the rates that I actually gave earlier in the week, and I was abundantly clear on this, were to give people an indication. They're not insignificant either, but that I wasn't just publishing a revision to a scheme without that data. So for argument's sake, for your listeners, if we look at, based on those indicative rates, a 2,500 square foot house would now have a maximum homeowner grant of $325,000. That's up from $247,500. So even based on an indicative rate, it's a very substantial increase. But yes,
but that could actually go up in February. Sorry to cut across you there, but I suppose the crucial thing is it could go up in February.
It could indeed. And why I'm saying that is most people will know, and in fairness, this has been mentioned by me and indeed by residents in the working group, that we have had inflation in the construction sector on materials and on labour. Okay, so what we need to do every year is to make sure that the scheme is robust, that it's independently assessed on the cost per square foot, and it will be. And that's what's actually going to happen. That can happen in future years, hopefully, when costs come down, that it would be revised.
Right,
down.
But for this February, it's likely to go up given inflation.
I would say it is likely to go up. Yes, I think there are many other very important aspects of the scheme.
We will get on to some of those. Okay, yeah. Can I just bring forward a quote from Charlie McConnellogue yesterday on Countrywide? Mm-hmm. He said that this is, quote, 100% redress. Do you agree, despite the fact that some homeowners say they will pay $30,000, $65,000,
$85,000? It is 100% redress under
it
all
is.
Five.
You're saying it is?
Sorry, under all five options, Carol, there are five remediation options. The existing scheme was 90%. And the grants were capped at $247,000, and it was a 90% scheme. Where we're getting to now is a 100% scheme. So not just on the demolition option, which is a demolition and rebuild, but on all the other remediation options, like replacing the outer leaf or indeed the inner leaf of a house. All of those options now are increased to 100%. And on top of that, the upfront cost, and this has been recognised and acknowledged, to be fair, by residents too, we've increased to $20,000 the upfront cost that people will get for rent and storage from where
right,
it was.
So
previously
there's a lot in there. Would you say it's 100% redress then for the average home, and perhaps not for some of those larger?
No, Carol. I think what we need to do is we need to stay realistic on this as well. It's been a very difficult time for residents who've been working through a scheme that was brought in with the best of intentions but didn't work as intended. So it's a complex process that we've been through working mm-hmm. together. And we're actually in a much better place now. So what I'm saying to you is the government have been clear that we wanted to bring 100% redress. The cap is up to 420,000. we do need cost containment measures within it, and everyone would understand why that would be the case. And we do need to prioritise those family homes where families are living in. And that, again, is something, as you
rightly said... They will be done first.
Excuse me?
They will be done first.
Yes, and I think we've got to operate under what's called the worst first principle, and that is bringing in what's called a damage category rating for the homes, that homes that are in worse shape should be done first. There will be a big piece of work here, because if you've mentioned at the outset of this interview, and rightly so, that we're looking at about 7,500 homes between Donegal, Mayo, and indeed we've included estimates for some of the other counties within that.
Will those other counties apply under this scheme, or will it be an extended scheme?
What we're going to do, Carol, and again, I was clear on this earlier in the week, we need primary legislation. We're working to set up this scheme on a legislative footing. Currently, the existing scheme is only set up under regulations under the 1979 Act, and I don't believe that is a robust or stable way for the scheme to move forward on. So we're working to publish legislation in February. We'll have it published by February and get it through the Oireachtas as expeditiously as possible. That would mean that any other county would be able to come into the scheme under that under that legislation. Currently what happens, Carol, if a county comes into the scheme, that has to just simply come in via the minister signing regulations. Now, we will permit that in the meantime, but we need a more robust
platform. Okay, so there is a mechanism there. Okay.
There is indeed, and I've met homeowners in Clare, I met homeowners in Donegal and in Mayo and indeed in other parts of the country. So, you know, this is the single biggest intervention that any state has made to help homeowners
okay.
in relation to...
Okay, I just want to move you on
but
to rent.
Though, well, Carol, can I say this? It is very important...
Briefly.
...that the state are making the biggest single intervention here in any redress scheme anywhere
yes.
else in the world. Because we want to help our citizens get their lives back together. And that can't just be something that's just, you know, moved on from. We're committed to doing this and for this working for our residents, and it will.
Okay, just to bring you on to rent, and a key measure to tackle spiralling rents is the cap at 2%. There is that loophole there for landlords who have not raised rent. Is this not just encouraging them to raise by 4%, 6%? Here's your last chance to raise, go ahead and do it. Or will you close that loophole?
No, it's not, Carol. What it is, in fairness, is the sixth piece of rental legislation I brought in. Rents are too high, there's no question about that. And that speaks to the supply issue within the market. What we're doing here and what I've done is to link rents to inflation, HICP, that is the Harmonised Index of Consumer Prices, or 2%, whichever is lower.
That piece
of legislation is moving through the House right now. It would permit one going back 1 year that if there was someone who had given forbearance, and let's remember this is on 2% or less, this is not as it was previously, that they would be able to apply that 1 year going forward.
But so you feel that's fair?
Yeah, well, look, I think there are good landlords and there are very good tenants out there. And let's remember that 98% of tenancies out there never end up in dispute, that things work well between the landlord and tenant.
Okay.
In that legislation, too, by the way, really importantly, we're legislating for the first time for tenancies of indefinite duration, which strengthens the tenant's rights to the property that they are in. And already in a very short space of time, we've brought in a whole new form of rental called cost rental, which is state-backed affordable rents.
Okay, we need another program to discuss all of that, Minister.
Indeed.
I'm afraid
right there,
we're
Carol.
Out
we
of time. So we will do that again. I'm afraid
thank
we're
you.
Out of time. So I'll have to let you go there. Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, thank you very much for joining us. Back with more after the break.